Today is primary day here in Washington. So what kind of voter are you? Are you driven by the issues or by your emotions? KUW's Angela King sat down with Assunta Ng, the publisher of Northwest Asian Weekly. They talked about a recent post on 9 specific voting behaviors that many of us are guilty of.
Assunta, your blog article is entitled 9 Irrational Voting Motives. Do any apply to you? Let me tell you, I found myself checking off quite a few on your list. I'm sure I'm not alone. So let's start with voting motive number 1, the revenge mentality. Do you think we're going to see a lot of that in 2018?
I hope not. I'm sure that a lot of people wanted to vote because they want to revenge on certain candidates they dislike, and so they would vote for the other person who might be less qualified or less annoying. But the truth is, you know, that's very risky, very risky, because the result might surprise you.
Okay, so let's take a look at number 2, which is the race factor, followed by 3, the gender factor. We're already seeing that kind of play out across the country. Would you agree?
Definitely. I remember I was so excited when Senator Patty Murray first announced, you know, you remember the tennis shoes, mom in tennis shoes?
Absolutely.
So we got excited, you know, to see that women go into a higher office and be able to be our role models, and we feel absolutely inspired by them.
Okay, speaking of being inspired, let's talk about the next few factors. Number 4 is the underdog mentality. What do you tell your readers to beware of when it comes to this mindset?
Well, here I'm referring to the community activists. You know, I've seen it over and over again in our community. I don't know why. You know, just by nature, they feel that the underdog would more likely to speak for them. Sometimes it's true, but sometimes it's not true.
Number 5, we have the front runner candidate factor,
yeah,
followed by the rich candidate factor. A lot of people think you might be referring to President Trump. Is he the only one?
There is a lot of rich candidates. That's not a good criteria to vote for that candidate. I would say, please pay attention to the candidate's qualification. It's more important than the wealth.
Well, speaking of being careful, that leads us to number 7, name confusion. The name confusion factor that can work in someone's favor or work against them. What about numbers 8 and 9? Tell us what they are and what you think voters should keep in mind.
So number 8, first come, first serve. I know a lot of people, whenever the candidate go to them first, they have already committed. So the candidate locked their support. It's not always a wise decision, because you may have people that are very qualified, but they announce later, oops, you already signed up for the first candidate.
Okay, how about number 9?
You relied on your friend's recommendation, and I don't really support that wholeheartedly, because sometimes your friends might be a partisan Republican or a partisan Democrat, and so they have their own sets of beliefs, you know, to choose a particular candidate. I would say it's good to talk to them why they support and why they not support the other person, and to get some insights only, but you don't have to follow what your friends recommend.
Okay, are you guilty of following any of these factors?
Well, you know, there are some elements in some of them. You know, I think I'm guilty of the race and the gender. I have certain biases to support people of color candidates and women candidates. There are times I didn't really follow. So I think it's good, because if your convictions stand out, then you become more rational in your choices.
That was Assunta Ng with Northwest Asian Weekly. She spoke with KUW's Angela King.